Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Park Podcast, the podcast of all the issues related to the university life. This is Hajin Park. Every 3 times a day, we have a special time to get energy, take a rest, and have fun, which is meals. Meals not only contains eating itself, but also contains many steps like cooking, eating, talking, and taking a rest. However, it seems like college students should not have proper meal because they don't think it affects much to their daily lives. They usually prefer food which is better quantity than the quality, so that they used to eat so-called fast food, including foods like frozen stirred rice. However, these eating habits negatively affect them on daily lives. Today, we are going to talk with an energetic lady who loves to eat delicious food, so that she also has a blog about food. She is now attending the University of Utah Asia campus, and we are going to talk about her eating habits on campus. Yun Jung-shin, welcome to the studio today. So, what did you eat for today?
I ate cup noodle from convenience store.
Only cup noodles?
Oh, and kimbap.
So, yeah. It was lunch, right?
Yeah, it wasn't my lunch. Only lunch.
So, you didn't eat breakfast today?
Because I did not have much time. So, mm-hmm. I skipped my breakfast. And, yeah, so the lunch was my first meal for today.
Oh, so you don't feel like your breakfast is that important to your daily life? Well,
I want to eat breakfast, but I don't have much time to eat breakfast during the school life.
Is there any reason that you want to have breakfast? Do you have?
I usually had breakfast when I was high school,
mm-hmm.
and I felt that more healthy during the day. I was able to just concentrate well.
So when do you usually get hungry?
I'm just always hungry. Even though I had a lunch like 30 minutes ago, like when the lecture start, keep make me hungry and remind me food. So I cannot concentrate really well during the lecture.
So do you feel like you're having a good meal every day?
No, definitely not during the school life, because compared to the weekends, it's totally different than the school days in school. I usually eat something different, like more delicious, and I just go to the expensive restaurant and enjoy. I just eat like many different food, like meat, vegetables, and like others. It's not fast food. I don't eat fast food during my weekends because I don't really like want to eat them again on the weekends as well. So I usually eat the one that is like with rice. It takes a lot of time, and although it takes a lot of time, I just wait because the food is going to be way better than the one that I usually eat on school days.
Okay. So you said you usually eat fast food on weekdays, and you usually eat good quality of foods on your weekends, so whenever you eat fast food, do you feel any difference to your body or health?
Even though I ate something like fries and burgers, I don't know why, but it just makes me hungry, and compared to the one that I eat on the weekends. Like I usually eat something like rice on the weekends, and I think it's because of the ingredient, since the rice makes the tummy full, so it stayed longer. But with fast food, I can feel that there is something going on with my body. Like I can feel the fats that is coming from fast food. And yeah, even though the fast food is delicious, like it is delicious, but I don't think they are really healthy or any special that makes my body good.
You feel some negative effects to your health, right?
Yeah.
So, how a meal affects you to your day? Something with like filling?
When I eat something like rice, I think that I have more energy to spend on my works or like assignments.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me concentrate more. However, if I ate a little meal or anything like fast food, that amount doesn't really go long. Like, it doesn't really stays long.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me eat and mm-hmm. search for another food.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me feel that depressed while eating fast food.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it makes me like, I just not want to eat fast food, but I have to eat fast food because there's nothing to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So emotion kind of affects to the meal as well, I think.
Thank you so much. Today, we've shared Yoonjung's personal stories about eating habits on campus. It seems like she doesn't actually care about daily meals on campus, but they have a big impact on her daily life. Maybe this is not only her case, but eating habits of every university student. I highly recommend you thinking once more about what did you eat for lunch and what are you going to have for dinner, not only for your health, but also for your healthy daily life. I hope you enjoyed listening. Thank you.